Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's welcome in Carl Calabrese, political strategist, working with Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese, and Associates. And we're, of course, talking about the Alabama Senate race, the outcome yesterday in that special election. Carl, I've been kind of looking at this Alabama Senate race the same way you look at that Bills and Colts game from Sunday. With all the snow on the field, it was hard to really get a good evaluation of anybody. With all the things surrounding this Alabama Senate race, are you really able to tell anything about people's moods going forward?
Yeah, yes and no, Brian. That's a good analogy, by the way. There's always things to be told by an election, but oftentimes the political pundits overstate and overreach, and that could happen here. This was a big win for the Democrats, no question about it. But only 25% of Alabama voters turned out, which was really a surprise to me, given all of the heat and fire around this race, that only 25% turnout is amazingly low. I understand the African-American turnout was very heavy, which in a small turnout race would certainly benefit the Democrat, which it did. But, you know, there's so much going on. This is a unique race, but I don't want to understate it. The Democrats have momentum now. In one area in particular, and that's motivating their base voters to get out. Their base voters have fire in their eyes, and that's a problem that Republicans are going to have to deal with going into 2018 to be able to counter and get their people out as well. Otherwise, it could be a very bad year for them.
Carl, was it really a big win for the Democrats, or was it the wrong candidate for Republicans?
Oh, certainly was the wrong candidate for the Republicans. You know, I was following the polls very closely, Susan, and during the time the Democrats were attempting to defend Al Franken and John Conyers, his numbers were going up because I think Alabama voters were saying, you know, what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. Once they decided to jettison those two office holders and take that position, that's when he began to slip in the polls. But, you know, that was a pretty good strategy by the Democrats. And now, if you recall, when I was on your show 9 or 10 days ago, I predicted that once those two were gone, a couple of things would happen. One is the Democrats would revive the war on women race, or war on women issue, and try to tire the whole Republican Party. And secondly, the charges about the president, the old charges about the president, would reemerge. Both things have happened within 10 days.
Hey, looking at this race and the outcome over in Alabama and kind of what it means for Democrats moving forward, yesterday we heard from Alex Castellanos, who said that if the Republican Roy Moore were to win, that might have benefited Democrats more in the long run, having Moore kind of be a face that Democrats could put on every campaign ad around the country. Would you have agreed with that sentiment that maybe it's best for Republicans that Moore lost this seat?
Well, there's certainly some logic in that, that I think in their heart of hearts, Democrats may have been hoping for just that outcome, that Roy Moore wins and he becomes the face of the Republican Party. It's going to be a little tougher to do that now. They're still going to try to with the war on women. But, you know, if you're an office holder, a Republican office holder in another state, and you've never had any charges of sexual harassment against you, it's going to be tough to bring Roy Moore into it. So, you know, they'll try. Expect to see it. But there's another issue going on here, too, Brian, that I think is kind of a fundamental issue. There's a civil war going on within the Republican Party now. And until it gets sorted out, it's going to present problems because it seems right now that establishment candidates cannot win a Republican primary and insurgent candidates can't win a general election. And until that issue gets worked out and both sides come together and start deciding on candidates that can do both, win a primary and win a general, we may see more flawed candidates going forward.
Carl, I want to get this in before we have to let you go, but how do you feel about this feud between the president and Kirsten Gillibrand and these allegations against him?
You know, Susan, I'm not surprised about anything anymore. I mean, with this administration, it's literally, you know, if pick your day, pick a fight. There's always something distracting going on. I would say this, if Senator Gillibrand does have presidential ambitions, many people think she does, she's got to be the happiest person in the world today because everybody's talking about what senator from the U.S. Senate. It's not Elizabeth Warren, it's Kirsten Gillibrand.
Now, that keeping that in mind, I was thinking that this morning, if the president never put out that tweet yesterday, is Kirsten Gillibrand talked about at all? I mean, she made a little bit of news on Monday in calling for the president's resignation, but it wasn't anything groundbreaking.
No, you're exactly right. What makes it groundbreaking is the president decides to climb into the ring and take off the gloves, and that's why everybody's talking about it. So as I said, I think from a political standpoint, she's got to be pretty pleased.
Yeah, if looking at an opportunity for her, you're right. All right, that's Carl Calabrese, political strategist with Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese, and Associates.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.